the Too Much Rock podcast number 740. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. As you can tell from this glorious lo-fi, I am not recording from my home studio this week, but instead I'm in sunny Vero Beach, Florida, visiting my parents. But worry not, I'm still recording a podcast for you because I am just that dedicated. We started off this week with a track from the Chelsea Kerr from Boston. That is the Andy Lewis remix of Jamie Come On, which just been released on a new 7-inch on Rumbar Records. That was a standout track on the band's last album, but this version definitely adds a little more dance to it, a little more Northern Soul, and it's quite nice. The B-side does have a Northern Soul staple on it as well, so that's a fun 7-inch, and I love seeing vinyl coming out on Rumbar Records. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you this week. We're going to get into some of it. This is Outfit with the song Even If It's Obscure.
Only scarecrow. Number one seller turned into an old yeller. Now his kids are throwing tantrums. Green eyes mesmerizing, blue balls self-describing. He's stiff competition. Aggressive and bombastic, cut me off in traffic. No one will step aside for anyone else these days. Trash is floating, tote bag toting. Dead fish are washing up on the shore. Influencer endorsement, it's a new generation. And now sales are booming with another crisis looming in. Who's gonna save you now? Consistent masochistic, my therapist can't predict it. I'll repeat my behavior.
I've seen it before.
Please give me someone tender and my defenses will surrender. Please just make them good looking. Balenciaga, one man raga, Dolce & Gabbana, no green banana, abstract expression, my bad impression.
Welcome back to the podcast. We just heard from Savak from Brooklyn, New York with the song No Man's Island. That's on the band's upcoming album Squawk, which will be out May 30th on Ernest Jennings Recordings. I love everything that band does, but that song there, that's the best thing they've ever done. I love that song. Before that, we heard from Outfit, aka Daniel Romano's Outfit, with the song Even If It's Obscure. That's the A-side of a two-song single that came out May 9th on You've Changed Records. He's, of course, based out of Welland, Ontario. And again, just can't go wrong with anything Daniel Romano does. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We'll get some punk rock in here. This is Total Chaos with Riot 77.
Of our time. People need a solution.
So not true. The party started when the podcast started about 20 minutes ago. We just heard from Manitoba's Wild Kingdom with the song The Party Starts Now. That's on the band's only album, And You, which came out in 1990 on Popular Metaphysics. I think that was a label that's actually run by somebody from Blue Oyster Cult, if I remember correctly. That band is basically the Dictators. It does have handsome Dick Manitoba and Ross the Boss and another member or two of the Dictators. But in 1990, they thought they would try something different, a different name, a little more, hard rock sound, trying to appeal to some of the hair metal folks at the time. And I picked that album up in 1990, and I did not like it a bit. But I was thinking about it the other day, and I thought, well, you know, I should give that one another shot. I did find a really cheap copy on vinyl, picked that one up, and you know what? It's okay. I think it's probably better than I thought it was at the time, but it's still just not really a good album. So stick with the early Dictator stuff. You're going to be much happier. And before that, we heard from Total Chaos with the song Riot 77. That was from the band's 1996 album, Anthems from the Alleyway, which came out on Epitaph Records. That Panoma band is still on tour. I saw them about a week ago playing with Murphy's Law. And actually, that's why I picked this one up. I wanted to listen to my favorite Total Chaos album, which is this one. It's kind of the most rock and roll, maybe even a little punk and roll at times. But I didn't have that one anymore. Luckily, you can still find that used on CD very cheap. And that's what I did. And I'm happy to share it with you. It's a solid album. Anyway, we are out of time, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up. I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 740, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com, or find me on your favorite social media networks like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, we got some good things coming up. Effigies are playing at Record Bar with Tanqueray on the 28th. On the 29th, Dice Spitz is playing at Mini Bar. On the 30th, Nan and the One Night Stands playing at Charlotte Street. That is the full musical that she's been working on. Binon is playing that night at the Warehouse. On the 31st, Ramona Clay is at Voodoo Lounge. Embarrassment are playing at Lemonade Park with 90-minute cassettes. 31st also is Virga at White Schoolhouse, Rude Cousin at Arts on Broadway, and Bad Ideas at Skate Bar. On the 1st, Sex Faces is a Record Bar. Champ is playing at the Replay on the 4th and at Howdy on the 5th. Daniel Gum is at Electric Park on the 5th. P-Lander Z is at the Record Bar. On the 6th, April Mist is playing Mini Bar. On the 9th, Thong Gag is at Howdy. And on the 10th, you've got Wayne Payne playing at Farewell. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. I've got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Last Monkeys, World's Greatest Dad, Dreamist, and Hecra Show. A few other things will be popping up there shortly, but that's all I got for you right now. Well, that and one more song. I've got one track held out for you here. It's by the band Drifter from Lawrence, Kansas. And I'm going to play the song The Flood. That's on the band's new album, Grigori, which came out last week, May 23rd. On the band's own Thought Crime or Skunt Records, depending on if you want that on cassette or CD. It's a fantastic post-metal project. If you're familiar with Too Much Rock, you've probably seen me gush about them before and I think play some of the early demos as well. This is a fantastic album and it's getting a lot of traction here. It's post-metal in all the best ways. So I'm going to leave you things here. A long track for you. Enjoy this one. It's called The Flood. The band is Drifter. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.